Hey, what's up, guys? It's Jay Kuro with another Riot Issue of Gamers Roundtable. My awesome co-host.
It's so spray.
He had some more shrooms from Charlie Sheen. It's okay. No, we all did. It's okay.
I can't believe you keep trying to put me on the spot like that. Don't do shrooms.
No, I'm not. There's an anime, an episode all about that.
Here we go.
Like lessons from animes.
See, there you go. That's why I don't deal with you on these types of levels at these times of days. Because you could just get crazy.
No, I don't.
Anyway.
Back to the topic at hand, which is video games, which we all love and adore.
I heart video games.
I'm going to get a shirt that says I heart, like just a controller.
Will you quit putting my stuff out there in public?
I'm sorry.
I can't see that. Can't never come up. Can't come up. People always expressing your ideas and stuff. Can't come up. I can't get to the east side. Not with you.
The deluxe apartment in the sky. I have a deluxe apartment in the sky.
Really? We're texting in the middle of the podcast. We're texting now. You got your phone in your hand. Wow, you're that popular.
Like I said, back to the topic at hand, which is video games, which we all love.
First of all, before we get into that, what you been playing?
Oh wow. I've been playing Revelations, just picking up multiplayer. I'm playing Rock Band. We revisited that a couple of days ago. It's amazing.
Rock Band 2.
Yeah, Rock Band 2.
Not Rock Band 3.
Not the original one. yeah, that's about it. Between that, I played Black Ops a couple of days ago just to reminisce, but didn't last very long. That's about it.
What have I been playing?
If you've been playing.
I went back and played Tomb Raider, Cradle of Light. Not Cradle of Light, Guardian of Light, whatever.
Something with light and torches and light and staff. It's a guardian and something with light and Totec.
The last one that came out. Also, I've been playing, of course, my NBA 2K12. With the NBA season about to ramp up, I'm upset because my superstar now has to start back over if I want to have Chris Paul on the Los Angeles Clippers.
I don't know what any of this means, but okay.
Yeah, just know that Lakers fans are upset right now.
Okay.
And that's really all that
matters. I can understand that part. I can get that. But we've been playing just some random stuff. But seeing that we have been playing video games because we're gamers and we love video games, and the VGAs came by and just destroyed that idea.
Right, VGAs.
Let's talk about our own game of the year, because that's the only thing we really care about as gamers. We don't care about best RPG or best. No one really cares. It's like, oh, that's cool. I really don't care, but okay. It's like the off-brand cheese that no one buys at Walmart. It's like, okay, that's there. I'm never going to buy them, but okay.
And let's caveat this game of the year, because we are Xbox 360s.
Yeah, let's get that out there first.
So, for those that be like, where's Uncharted? We didn't play it. We haven't played it.
And if you guys know, I do not like to judge games I have not played. So.
But I do pledge to play Uncharted in 2012. New Year's resolution. To play Uncharted.
Yeah. So, what was your game of the year?
Wow, I got to go first.
Well, I'll go first, fine.
Yeah, you're ladies the host. First. You lead.
Well.
Okay.
Oh, you saying I'm not a lady?
No, you are a lady.
See where this friendship is going?
In the toilet.
For me, my game of the year personally was Deus Ex Human Revolution. If you play the game, you'd understand immediately why. The game had a great story. It's very rare to see the actual good single-player game these days. It's very rare to find one.
Tell the truth. You liked that game because you thought the lead character was cute.
He was.
There we go.
Otherwise, aside from that, Adam Jensen in all his awesomeness, in his shades, he never took off. But he's like the ultimate douche. He wears sunglasses inside all the time. Even in the trailer, when he's sitting on the couch eating some cereal with no shirt on, wearing sunglasses.
Well, he can't really take them off, can he?
Yeah, he can.
No, he can't.
It's like a little button.
He can make them go back in.
But for one, it has an amazing story, which is very rare to see these days. Because most games have a single player mode, multiplayer mode, and the single player sucks, or the single player games just don't have
Call
that in
Duty
depth.
3.
They just don't have that in depth feel where you play it and you're pretty much done. You want to get back to the store, get your money back. But the story was amazing. Theatrics was amazing. The music, the characters, all the the characters all had their own personalities and reasons for being included in the story. So it was all amazing. And the fact that they actually tied in real world issues into the game was really cool. And it was done really well. So That was my game of the year. And then it was a very, very obscure title. No one really heard about it. It was very word of mouth. I didn't hear about it at all until the day it came out. So it was very underrated also. So that was my game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Soul Spring?
Oh, man. My game of the year. It was tough. Because I'm going to tell you the truth. NBA 2K12 was close to being my game of the year. But since because it's a sports game, basketball simulation, can't really pick that. That's like sports game of the year. It can't really be game of the year.
Yeah.
So it came down to L.A. Noire and Arkham City for me. And Arkham City won out simply because it's Batman.
End of discussion,
right? It's Batman. Terrific performance by Mark Hamill and possibly his last rendition of the Joker, which makes me sad. Well, not really, though,
because he pointed out that...
Possibly. And the fact that they had Kevin Conroy come back as Batman, to me, added to the excitement. I used to watch Batman, the animated series. That's where I heard him from.
And all Adam the rest West? Of these,
no. All the rest of these Batman cats, y'all just don't hold a stick to Kevin Conroy. You just got to have him as Batman. I thought that the additions to the game were awesome. The fact that they gave you more gadgets without really taking away the old gadgets, the old gadget that didn't work. You never really saw him again. Everything seemed to fit. The story fit, what Bruce Wayne would do, and that it fit. They made characters like the Penguin, who would seem ridiculous, who have been ridiculous in the other movies and other renditions. He seemed like he could actually be a villain that could be worth something.
Yeah.
With a Coke bottle on his eye and all that stuff. Made Freeze not look so campy and all that good stuff. He actually, I mean... Come on now, you can't do the same thing to the guy twice.
With like
that follows after sparkly
blue bedazzling spray paint.
Exactly, being a genius, you can't be the genius just any type of way. And so I thought the game was awesome with the way that they filled things in. The ending was awesome, I thought, for me. Kind of saddened because now where do we go?
Yeah.
Where do we go? Who is next? But I think it was an all around great game.
I know graphics a lot of people included. Point out that Rocksteady just pretty much took the series and reinvented it. And
kind
I really
of the way
wish
Christopher Nolan did.
Yeah, right? I mean, they pretty much pulled a Christopher Nolan and just reinvented the entire like genre for Batman games
in
an awesome way.
Yes,
because I remember back in the day when you had a Batman game, and it was like, let's run up this staircase and hit this guy who may be Joker but may not be Joker. He acts nothing like him.
2D scrolling.
Yeah, and that weird mini music going on in the background. These villains who just stand there and look at you until you get in their faces.
Yeah. Like, shoot one bullet at a time.
Yep.
But no combos. But and speaking of Christopher Nolan, has anybody... have you seen the latest trailer?
I haven't.
Oh, my gosh. What's wrong with you? Go to YouTube or something. Watch that trailer.
No, I work at a theater. I want to watch it in HD in the seat with surround sound.
You're foolish.
I'm trying to like.
You're foolish.
I'll probably watch it tomorrow.
Want HD and surround sound? Go downstairs. There's surround sound with an HD television with an Xbox 360 connected to it where you can watch it in HD and surround sound. Problem solved. No, I want to do it the hard way. Well, I saw it. It looked awesome. I wanted to watch the movie right then. I'm trying to bootleg it right now. It ain't even finished yet.
We'll find a way, man. But
I also have one more addition. Games that should not have been released this year, and I got one at the top of my list, and that belongs to a game that's close to my heart, Assassin's Creed Revelations.
Dun, dun, dun.
You needed more time in the oven before you came out to the dinner. If that's my opinion. I think that a lot of things seem rushed. Let's get this game out because we're trying to do this once every year type of thing. I think it should have waited, let this series drag out and carry over to the new gen.
I think the multiplayer was extremely rushed. And the multiplayer should have been a completely off to the side add-on.
Should have been Assassin's Creed multiplayer.
Yeah, because the multiplayer does not have enough attention in that game. It has so many messed up problems with it and glitches. I'll like just respawn. This dude just running into like a ceiling somewhere. Just running. Like running full speed into the ceiling.
Well.
And then like sometimes, you know, like when you're playing, you have characters who look like you to disguise like mm-hmm. the character or whatever. But for some reason, I'll get into a match and I'm the only one who looks like this. I'm like, I can't really hide anywhere because I'm the only one who looks like
you're
a courtesan.
You're the red dress in the Matrix.
I'm the only one here.
I'm the only one.
Yep.
Help me, Obi-Wan. You're my only hope.
We can move our lightsaber and maybe it could help you.
I don't know. No, I used to call it a lightsaber. I'm like, why are they throwing candy at people? How are they going to beat somebody with some candy?
You know, I actually thought Mentos would make my day better when I was little. So I always wanted some. I was like, I really want some Mentos. And I ate one. I was like, nothing happened. Mm. I actually probably fell down some stairs probably because I'm clumsy.
Oh, my goodness.
Nothing happened.
Chewing Mentos and walking at the same time. Not your forte, huh? Gotcha.
Horrible combination.
Noted.
Yes.
What's our next topic?
Aside from Game of the Year, one game that was announced to be coming out again soon, already supposed to be released in Japan, like I guess supposedly, was Final Fantasy 13 too.
Yeah, buddy.
See, I'm hoping that like Square Enix realized their mistake when they made Final Fantasy 10-2, which was pretty much a chick flick made into a game. I mean, if you played it, yeah, it was cool for a second, but then it was like, this is a chick flick made into a video game. Mm-hmm. You change powers by changing clothes.
Well,
it's like,
wow.
It's like, I'm going to change my outfit and get different powers.
Heels of justice.
Yes. Like, this is my beret of equality.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Feel the power of love and justice on my coat hangers. I don't know. But it's just like, I was hoping
that. Was one of the superpowers double dream hands?
Just stand here and just.
Double dream hands. Arm dead.
Makes everyone fall asleep. But I was hoping to learn a lesson, but obviously it didn't. And then 13, if you did not know or if you just didn't want to be that person, was not that great of a game for many reasons. I won't go into the reasons why, but it just was not. So making a sequel to a bad game is not going to make the first one
good.
It's
not the sequel. It's the remix. If you look real close to that bottom.
Down in like font 9 times New Roman.
The remix. Soundtrack by P. Diddy and R. Kelly.
Diddy Shake. I wonder just what Diddy, like superimpose Diddy on the side of every fight scene, just Diddy shaking.
Yeah.
Just do it. Just Diddy shaking. But that's a thing for some weird reason. Everyone's talking about that and the comparison between 360 and PS3 because Final Fantasy 13 was the first Final Fantasy game to ever be multiplat.
Uh-huh.
Which everyone was like, that's the reason why it was so horrible. But like, no, it was just a horrible game. The fact that it's multiplat did not make it any worse.
Multiplat doesn't mean they changed the story.
No, it just means they made it available.
Multiplat just means that they formatted it.
They ported it to another system.
Go to another system. So guess what? If it was just exclusively for your system,
it was still going to be
bad. It'd be the same.
It was, you were going to be the only one that knew that.
Exactly. Like Mass Effect 2, when it got ported over to the Sony PlayStation, it was ported over into their format.
So it stayed a good game. It wasn't going to change.
It's a good game, period.
No. It's like pizza when it gets cold. Like, it's not going to get any better by waiting for it to get colder. It's going to just stay that way.
I mean, what do you expect it to be? You ordered pizza that was horrible. When you microwave it, you expect it to be good?
No, it's still going to be
horrible. The same ingredients are.
Now it's just warm and horrible.
It's ridiculous. It's like William Hung singing regular pop then Christmas songs. It doesn't matter. It's going to suck. Because why? He sucks. Love you, William.
Got love for you.
Yeah, yep. Love for you.
But the biggest thing that everyone has a problem with, and personally I do too, with 13, is that the female lead character, Lightning, is not likable. Therefore, the whole game itself and the story falls flat because she's just not a likable character. I mean,
whose standards, though? Who decides who's likable and who decides who's not?
It's human nature.
You would think Gilbert Gottfried wouldn't be likable, but he has a massive following. So maybe somewhere out there in the Final Fantasy 13, 12, 11, negative 12, 15, whatever number that they're on.
Obviously, you realize Soul Spring's not a Final Fantasy fan. Hopefully you guys realize
somewhere in the universe. There are people out there that love, what's the name of this character?
Lightning. Exactly.
Like, it's just that, name. That's the name, Lightning?
Her name's Lightning.
Is there a thunder next to her, like a twin brother?
The lightning storm on Wednesday nights. But Lightning is just a character you meet and she's immediately like the Jar Jar Binks of the series. It's like,
that was an Eddie Murphy laugh.
I mean, because personally, I do feel that way. I mean, if you have any other suggestions or opinions, please tell me. But in my opinion, she's a Jar Jar Binks of Final Fantasy franchise.
Nah, that's terrible.
Because she's just not likable as a person. She's a jerk. She's a huge jerk for no reason.
Just maybe they can reinvent the character.
Maybe. It's possible. Maybe that's why they're pulling the two or a remix to try to reinvent Lightning. Because this one somehow went into like Inception-ish territory. We went back in time to change what happened.
There you go. Remember, George Clooney was Batman. Let's remember that. George Clooney was Batman.
When things seem impossible.
Exactly.
George Clooney was Batman.
We thought Batman was dead, but he came back. So maybe, just maybe.
There's hope in the world.
Is Christopher Nolan involved?
No.
Oh, she ain't gonna make it. No. She's not gonna make it.
All I gotta do is dash some little dash some Christopher Nolan on
sprinkle
it.
Sprinkle some Christopher Nolan on it.
Makes everything better.
I put it on better. My eggs. My eggs every became morning. Outstanding.
I mean, you don't even know. Those eggs were amazing. Yeah, they got an Oscar.
Is that my stomach feels like there's a fight going on in there between the eggs and the bacon. But other than that, it's great. It's worth it. Yeah. It's worth it. Every morning.
But this brings up the topic that there aren't a whole lot of female leads, actual good female leads in video games.
I wonder why you would be talking about this particular topic.
I'm a chick.
Okay. There are good female leads.
There's not a good, I mean, look at the ones, like, name any male lead from last year.
Okay. The detective from L.A. Noire.
Michael Phelps.
Batman.
Just got cold on. Oh, it's Cole Phelps.
Yeah, Cole Phelps. You just got cold on.
It's many of them. It's like Shepard, Ezio, Nathan Drake.
Well, not with Shepard. You have an opportunity to make Shepard female. Shepherd.
But those are like characters that are like already kind of like you have your own way of doing it. I'm talking, well, Shepard doesn't really fit in that category. I'm talking about predetermined characters who have already been made and the personalities are already decided and things like that. There's many of them you can name off the top of your head. Solid Snake, Ghost, Soap, Price, Nathan Drake, Master Chief, all of them. And then when you get to females, it's like Lara Croft. Samus.
Okay. How many? All right. I understand where you're going with this, but how many guys out there, when you went to create your Shepard, made a female? I said, how many guys? You are not a guy, Jay.
I just wanted to raise my hand
but when the majority of the games are played
I understand
by
that.
Guys,
the majority are the majority
y'all got
is,
Bayonetta
are males.
And Wet Ruby?
She was a horrible character. Did you play that game?
Yes, but think about how many horrible characters we have with bad games.
Well, look at how many amazing.
Duke Nukem. Really.
Duke but he was actually like kind of like one of those characters that were kind of iconic before forever.
Duke Nukem was iconic when Reagan was in office. Nowadays, he's
back
terrible.
In those times.
He's terrible, man. I mean, for real, think about how many bad games come out that star dudes.
But, I'm just more, I'm curious to how, like, I'm not saying make all the females, call all the characters females. That's not what I'm saying at all. Because the majority of your guys, you have to appeal to men, and the females that they make appeal to males. But at the same time, can you just make
one more?
Y'all had
the female that was part of the lead in Gears of War.
She wasn't the lead.
She shared the space with,
she's
but
supporting.
How can she take over Dom and
she
can't.
Phoenix. It's just the fact that we make great supporting characters. We just don't make good lead characters.
Okay, so then you have your answer. You just answered your own question.
But I'm trying to figure out why is it that developers can't make us be good lead characters and why can't we only be good supporting characters?
Because the majority of us guys are not going to want to buy that game.
But Lara Croft, Samus. Well, then people didn't know Samus was
a
girl
knew Samus was
until the
woman
end of the game.
The end and she took the helmet off.
It's like, no!
And then everybody thought she was a version of David Lee Roth. We didn't know what was going on over there. It was like, what David Lee Roth doing as the lead of Metroid? For real? Yeah. That's the truth of the matter. I mean, I hate to be that way, but that's the truth. Think about it. When we play NBA 2K11, 2K12,
Madden, that's a whole different.
But I'm saying though, think about when guys have a game where they can create their own person. How many of them make it a female? That right there can tell you where that thing is. You know what I'm saying? How many of us go out and buy Celine Dion and Mariah Carey albums?
I don't even buy those.
Not really. I mean, even how many of us went out and bought Nicki Minaj albums?
Actually, I do know a couple.
I dare you to check them.
It's like, I ain't got that.
I ain't got that
thing. My sister's
CD. They'll deny it. I would.
I think anybody would. Like, that's not mine. I swear, officer, it's not mine.
Not saying that they can't. Not saying that they can't. But I just believe that's the reason why they don't. because of the majority of it. And like, I don't want to play this doggone woman. Like, really? That's you think cool. if they think about it, if they just did this one move, Arkham City, switch out Batman for Batgirl. Well, how much would you think that game would sell?
Not at all.
Switch it out.
But it's the fact that that's a whole different thing. I'm talking about a character on its own, not in someone else's universe or anything like that.
I understand that, but how you're going to engraft these guys into, because think about it. They don't think a hard-charging female character coming in to save the universe. When they think of Shepard, they think of, I'm going to save the universe. Rawr!
Sounds Shepard. Like Rex.
Yeah. Let's get deep down
but,
in there.
Yeah, but we need to move on anyway. We have another thing to talk about that I know it's going to last forever in the day.
Okay, what is it?
It's the fact that Naughty Dog, the guys behind Uncharted, actually pointed out that the next gen for them is a terrifying thing. Very terrifying.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people don't understand that because everyone's talking about, oh, we want a new gens right now. We want new consoles right now. And you don't really understand what like issues that brings about for developers.
Yes, because, well, you got to think about this. We are what they possibly call the last disc medium to be created, which is Blu-ray. Yes. Back when they came out with the HD DVD, Blu-ray, Type-C, Soul Screen's a tech head. Yeah. Back when they came out with that huge war, you know, Blu-ray won out, people were saying that this is the last physical medium we're going to have. So how are they going to deliver the games? Are they going to continue to deliver games on this media that may be phased out?
And this will also bring about obstacles for gamers as well, because we all have issues with downloadable content because of price and what you're actually getting. So in a universe where everything is digital and downloadable, that's going to be a lot harder to get around because everything's going to be downloadable.
And yes, it'll be scary because thinking about this, to push these games graphic-wise to the next level and content, they have to put loads and loads and loads of information on the disc. What is everything moving to now? It's going away from disc to what? The cloud. Yeah. Even Xbox Live has the cloud. The new iOS 5 has the cloud. Everything's moving to the cloud. How hard is it going to be for us to stream down 20 gigs of information to try to play a game? So, it will look scary because guess what? Now we're asking developers to take all that content that you used to put on a 50-gig disc to be able to download it in this 1 meg pipe.
Yeah. And I think the biggest issue thing people aren't really thinking about is that new consoles bring about new issues. Because you all know when PS3 and 360 first came out, there were buttload of issues everywhere.
Yes.
So making a new console and going to next gen means there's new issues to deal with. Therefore, everything we knew before is gone. We have to deal with these other new things now.
Yes.
So it's going to be more difficult to get around those things and learn the ways to like kind of manipulate the system to where your games aren't buggy.
Now everything's good, right? Because think about when they first came out. PS3 was the size of a house. The Xbox was loud. The PS3 was slow. The Xbox sounded like a jet engine revving up when it came to play a game. The Red Ring of Death.
All those things. All the bugs that went on the PS3
side. We overcame all that.
Yeah,
now we have slimline versions and black versions of everything, and everything's great. And we want to leave that? Are you serious?
Yeah, so it means now we're going to start over again with even more buggier consoles. If we even have consoles again, if we just don't just have something else going on,
so
we have
everything
streaming.
So we're
going to
just get a dumb terminal and stream everything down. I don't see it happening.
But it's just that it's terrifying, not only for developers, but for consumers at the same time, because it's going to be so many more issues to deal with when we have new consoles coming around.
Exactly. And are game systems going to go to their own proprietary self-made discs? Are they going to keep Blu-ray? I really don't know. Just continue to deliver me awesome games on the system that I already have.
Yes, and it's actually funny, while Naughty Dog's talking, he actually pointed out the period that Naughty Dog had between PS2 and transitioning to PS3 was some of its darkest days, and it lost a lot of employees on a weekly basis because people just couldn't get through the adjustment from system to system.
Yeah, because if you really want to break it down, let me break it down for a second. You got different algorithms when you're talking about how these games process, what type of GPUs they're going to be running, what type of motherboards and CPU. Think about it. These game systems are now basically computers, but they're more proprietary computers. So how are they going to take all this stuff and fit it in there? And then if they're asked, hey, we need you to make this next gen. We need not just next gen, but multiplat next gen. So now I'm not just developing for my PS3 or PS4 or PS12, Xbox 97, whatever they're going to call the next. What's the next? After 360, 720?
Yeah.
And then, we got the Xbox 1540 coming up in this piece, 1440.
What are we going to do with that?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Just have it a circle eventually. I'm circles.
Just start calling the Xbox
box.
The box. You know, box 12. I don't know what they're going to do, but
I don't know. But the transition from this gen to the next gen is going to be very, very terrifying, I think, for everyone.
Yep.
In the moment. Of course, we all love shiny new toys, but at the same time, it's going to be like, I don't know what we're getting ourselves into. So it's going to be fun to see how that goes. But at the same time, I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
And let's remember, we just went through a big phase shift with Final Cut Pro X. You know, a video editor on the side, and a lot of people hated that, but they're trying to prepare for the future. So what happens if these game developers and console owners do the same thing? Yeah. What type of uproar is that going to cause? Yes. Let's think about all that before we ask for a new console.
Yep.
Let's enjoy the greatness that we have right now.
Bask in it.
Exactly.
But that's all for this week, guys. I hope you enjoyed it like we do enjoy talking to ourselves in this room.
Yep.
Because we do.
Yep.
So, of course, if you did want to win Mass Effect 3, we're still doing that giveaway. So,
Mass Effect 3?
Yeah, it's Collector's Edition.
Collector's Edition, man.
Collector's.
For free.
Yeah. Everyone loves free stuff. So, yeah. If you want to go win that, there's going to be a link down in the description. So, go check that video out and leave a comment about how awesome your Shepherd is, and we'll decide on March 1st.
Yes, March 1st, the winner will be announced. You will receive a shiny new copy of Mass Effect 3.
Yep, we'll all play together.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, that's right, we got multiplayer. Come on with it.
Yeah, exactly. But that's about it. I'm Jay Coro, and this is...
I'm Shoal Spring.
See you guys later.
Yep, Scott Pilgrim was a great movie.
Yep.